from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Honestly, just growing up, I mean, coming down here, and we were very fortunate for the Junior Sabres to come around, and just going to the games. I mean, my dad took me, my sister, my brother is 12 years older than me, so he kind of helped me with that. But yeah, just coming to these games, I mean, sold out barn. I mean, what's a better place to be? Play hockey in Buffalo. Nowhere else I'd rather be.
That's Patrick Geary, the Sabres' sixth round pick, and the second cousin of our buddy Nate Geary here at WGR. Buffalo native. Very cool. Junior Sabres, Michigan State. We had Chris Peters on yesterday from Flow Hockey, and I asked him about kind of their picks after round three, and he brought Pat Geary up on his own. Like, I like this guy. This is a sneaky good pick at the end of the draft. So we'll see. Rooting for him very much so. It would be very cool if he could continue on, have a great career at Michigan State, and then maybe start flirting with playing in the NHL. 803-0550 is the phone number. That is him talking at development camp, by the way. Development camp is ongoing. Today, practice gets going at 9:30. So 9:30 to 10:30 today. Tomorrow, 11 to 12. And then Thursday, when pretty much everybody's off, is the 3-on-3 tournament, 9:15 a.m. at Harbor Center. So if you're working the next couple of days and you want to get a little bit of a taste to see some of these guys, Consta Hellenis, their new first-round pick on the ice, amongst others, and you want something to do before your 4th of July plans, 9:15 on Thursday. Probably be the easiest time for most people to get down there. 803-0550 is the phone number. All right, on the Sabres yesterday, the bottom six stuff with really no sign of activity in the top six or at third line center. Let's get to Dan in Pittsburgh, who's been waiting patiently. What's up, Dan? Thanks for holding.
Yeah, no problem. Good morning, guys. I just wanted to call in. What you said, Joe, is so true. Literally, you just have to expect pain on July 1st every year. It's just tradition. That article ironically came true about Kevin throwing his cards to the center of the table in poker, where they really just haven't done anything. The bottom six looks pretty good, but I just don't understand why you buy out Skinner and then just let Terry pocket his money. I mean, I know it's July 2nd, but I'm starting to feel like it's not Buffalo that's the problem. Kevin's trying to kind of pawn off and mention every time he has the chance. But I just think that these other GMs can just – Kevin Adams reeks of desperation, and everyone knows that he's on the hot seat. He has to make a move. So I think these other GMs are just taking that into account and being like, hey, man, you're going to have to significantly overpay if you want to get anything done. And that's going to end up happening because he has to feel the fire at this point. We're a starved fan base 13 years. He's going to have to do something, and I just hope that it doesn't end up being terrible. But I appreciate what you guys do. Have a good day.
I'll listen. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for the call. They are – and how much of this is Adam's fault? I mean, it's definitely not none. It's also not all, and now we try to figure out, like, okay, how much – of it is his fault that it just you. It's a good point. It's a good thought about Dan talking about the trading with other teams, and you know, do they have a problem there? There are tweets about that. Not from anybody like, you know, Friedman's not saying it, or LeBron's not saying it, or Paul's not saying it, but you know, there's wonder out there of do GMs just not respect Adams and therefore won't make deals with him? Like, that one, I guess I sometimes have a hard time believing, because what do you do in fantasy? I know fantasy to professional sports, but bear with me for a second. What do you do in fantasy if there's a guy in your league that's just a clown? Right? That you might be really good friends with him, but as a fantasy manager, you don't respect that guy. He's always making dumb moves. He has no idea what he's doing. What do you do with that guy? You try to trade with him as much as possible, right? If you think there's a clown in your league, you try to take advantage of him. You try to trade with him as much as you can. And, you know, well, maybe that's part of it. You know, as I play that out in my head, maybe that is GMs think they can do that to Adams, and they therefore hold very high prices to his feet. And when he tries not to get taken advantage of, I mean, that's where everything falls apart, because they think they can get one over on him, and he wants them to believe they can't. And then it's just, we're just sitting here staring at each other. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. They are where the Bills were for lots of years in their drought. How many Bills off seasons did they sign guys that we wouldn't have even blinked had someone else in the league signed them? And we had to hear, oh, this is why this guy is actually pretty good. Don't worry about the struggles with the Bears a couple of years ago. Don't worry about this. So look how good he was 4 years ago. We're going to get that out of him. How many off seasons during the Bills drought was that what we got? How many? It was all of them. It was almost all of them. The Mario Williams one was different, and then it started changing at the end. But the Bills arrived at a point where throughout the off seasons too, but in season as well, but off seasons, it felt like they just weren't a real team. Like, you're not even really in the league. And that is how I feel about the Sabres right now. It feels like they are not even really in the league.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Again, I like these signings, Obey Kubel and Lafferty, and the Malenstein as a player I like. I didn't like the trade, but okay. Like, I like the fourth line they've built. There, if any of those guys had signed on other teams, you wouldn't blink. And that, when that is your sales pitch, when you are selling players to your fan base that they just wouldn't care about any on any other team in the league, that's tough. I mean, It's natural to be jealous. It's natural to be jealous of Nashville yesterday. Nashville, sure, I know it's Nashville, right? It's Party Town USA right now. And it's like the fastest growing city in America, and it's warmer there if you want. And the team is more successful. It's not like it's the pedigree of the league, Nashville. But it's natural to be jealous of them. Yesterday, that's a team that's been falling short of expectations. They've been making the playoffs recently, but they haven't been going deep in the playoffs since they made it with Subban against Pittsburgh, like, what is that, 6 years ago now? Like, since they made the finals, they've not really gone that far. And that's the team, by the way, that Zucker was on at the end of last year that lost in the playoffs. And what does a team like that do? Hey, this isn't good enough. The playoffs isn't good enough. We need to go deep into the playoffs. Look at the swings they took. Look at the aggression. You know fans are going to respect the hell out of that. Hockey fans are certainly respecting what they just did. Nashville, if you missed it yesterday, signed Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Marchessault, and also Brady Shea. Did they also sign Chandler Stevenson? No, he went somewhere else,
no,
right?
No, he went to Seattle.
Okay.
They also signed Yusei Saros to a long-term deal. Like,
and right,
they locked up their goaltender.
Right. They have a star goalie prospect, Askarov. Like, with Devin Levi, might be like right next to Levi, is like the best goalie prospect, the best goalie under the age of 22 in the world right now. And they could have very easily just said, okay, we're going to go with the young guy. We're going to trade Saros. Saros has been in the trade market for a year as a top goaltender. And they said instead, no, you know what? Screw this. We're not going young. We're not rebuilding. What are we going to do? Barry Trotz, their GM, said, let's go for it. Come on, let's go for it. Let's go be aggressive. And let's go win, baby. Let's go do that. So what'd they do? They said, you know what? Instead of trading our veteran goalie and turning the net over to the kid, let's sign our great 30-year-old goaltender to an 8-year contract. Let's do that. And then, you know what? Let's go to July 1st and let's go get Steven Stamkos. And let's go get the best goal-scoring winger on the market. Let's go get Jonathan Marchessault, who's won a cup, and the Conn Smythe. And then on top of that, let's go add one of the better defensemen that's on the market in Brady Shea. Let's go get all three of them. It's hard to be a Sabre fan because every July 1st looks like what it did yesterday for the Sabres, and every year you dream about one day having a July 1st like Nashville had. And it might just never happen. Because in my lifetime, I don't really know that it's ever happened. I mean, Erhoff Leno is the closest you'll ever get. And that was one time, and not players that were the pedigree of Stamkos or Marchessault. Like, they weren't. Are they ever going to have a July 1st like that? Ever? You know, the t-shirt, One Before I Die, that you'll see out there a lot, it often refers to championships. I might want one made for me just for One Before I Die. One July 1st, like Nashville had yesterday, where a team shows their entire fan base, we are going for it. We know it's time to win, and we are not satisfied with what we've done. And look at this. Look what we're going to do. We're pushing our chips to the middle. Let's go win. There was actions speak louder than words, right? The Sabres have said all offseason. Lindy said it when the moment he arrived. It's time to win. Adams has talked about wanting to turn the page and trade young pieces and make moves. He's talked like that. Lindy's talked like that all offseason. Well, actions speak louder than words. And right now, the Sabres' actions, I don't see a lot of actions yet that needs to be, I guess, thrown in here yet that screams, oh yeah, it's time to win. 803-0550 is the phone number. I got a Greg Berhalter rant to get to. The U.S. eliminated in the Copa America tournament yesterday, and it's an absolute national disgrace. And I am here to explain. You might be rolling your eyes if you're not a big soccer fan and think, oh, the U.S. national team, men's national team, fell short again, lost a game that they were supposed to win. What's new? I have got the evidence for why this is not the usual U.S. team letting you down. This is very different than the usual them letting you down. We'll get to that. Your calls on the Sabres as well. It's Joe DiBiase. It's Jeremy Joe. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.